We want to thank you for joining our Men's Summit podcast today. We hope that this encourages you and challenges you in every area of your life. In this episode, our North Richland Hills campus takes over our podcast as Todd Reynolds encourages us to run our race with purpose. Let's listen in.
Hey guys, Pastor Todd Reynolds here with Gateway NRH. I'm the men's pastor over at our NRH campus, and I just wanted to say thank you for taking a few minutes to join us today as we spend some time together, just a little lunch break, if you will, dive into a little bit about what's going on in our world and how that affects us in our walk and things like that. So if you don't mind, let me open us in prayer real quick and then we'll get going. Father God, Lord, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for this time. We thank you for the opportunity to run the race the way you would have us run it. Lord, I just pray for all those that are live with us. And Father, I just pray that you bestow protection around them during this time and a blessing upon them and their families. And we pray these things in your son's name. Amen. Well, guys, I don't know how you're doing during all this time. You know, it's a crazy time for all of us. Some of us are super, super busy at work and we're essential employees and all this. We just feels like things are just never ending. And others of us are on the other extreme of that, not sure what's going to happen today or tomorrow, or not sure if our job's going to continue on or if we're going to have to find something else. So, you know, no matter where you fall in that spectrum, no matter where you land, if you're worried about just trying to keep up in this new norm that we have, which is the most unnormal thing I've seen, or if you've been shut down in a lot of places and doors have been closed because of maybe work or income or things like that, no matter where you are in all of that, I just want to encourage you. I want to encourage you, there's a race to be ran, and it may not be the way we as men think about it very often. You know, we're programmed and we're taught. Our coaches and our dads and those influences that we've had all of these years have programmed us to run the race to win. And winning's important. Don't misunderstand me. I'm as competitive and probably more so than I need to be at almost everything that I do. But I think there are times in my life, and I know there are times in my life, that I've run just to win. I was talking to a friend just a minute ago, and I'm guilty of this. And so today I want to talk a little bit about maybe running the race with a different mindset, because the reality is we're in the race at all the different levels, all at different times, and going different places, if you will, and trying to achieve different things. But God's called us to this race, and it's really our perspective on how we run that race that brings abundant living and abundant life. So, you know, I don't know if you're aware of this, but back in history, in the Olympics, the old Olympic times, they ran kind of a unique race. Because when I hear the word race, really what my mind tells me is I need to win. I got to go hard and I got to go fast and I got to win. But back in this race, it wasn't the one that crossed the finish line first that won. The winners were those that crossed the finish line with their torch still burning. And so that makes a whole lot of sense about the Olympic torch and that type of thing these days. And, you know, it just brought to mind the question, how many of us are running the race with a torch that long since has blown out? We're going to get to the finish line. And we're going to get there without the one thing that we really needed to survive and win and propel in this race that we're in. And that's just the light that comes from Christ. And so I know I've done it. I know you probably have too. You know, back in Hebrews 12, 1 and 2, the word says, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed by about with such great cloud of witnesses. Let me start that over. Whereas seeing we also are compassed with a great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight Let the sin in which we carry easily beset us. You know, the reality is, guys, you can run the race and amongst a lot of people, and if the reason you're running is just to win, then you really lost. You know, the New International Version says, therefore, since we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders us and the sin that is easily entangled. I think sometimes that's where we are. We carry those things that just get tangled. We carry the worry about, man, what's my job going to look like if this COVID thing continues? Or when will my job be back to the way it was before? Or maybe you're on the other end of the spectrum. And when will things slow down enough that I can just breathe, maybe without a mask on? When can I just breathe and relax? You know, I think when we focus on those things, then we've missed the race altogether. You know, during this time, I challenge you to focus on keeping your torch burning bright. And if that means you have to slow the pace down just a little bit because you run so fast that the torch will go out, then that's what that means, that we need to slow down just a little bit and give us time to let the Lord speak into us, let the Lord drive our next steps, let the Lord show us the next door that's going to open, or possibly show us the door that's going to close. I know for me, when the heaviness of stress and the heaviness of things that this world can throw at you weighs me down, I have one of two options. I can just take it upon myself and use my own inner strength. And I think, men, a lot of us do this. We just try to outrun the rain. We go as hard as we can, as fast as we can to get out from underneath the dark cloud, the rain, the things that are holding us back and things that are weighing us down. The reality is sometimes we need to walk through that storm and not run through it, because that's where true peace comes from, true experience comes from, true reliance on the Lord, because the reality is we can't do it alone. So my encouragement to you today is just pause. I'm not telling you to stop running, but just pause for a minute. Slow down a little bit and just see what the Lord has for you. Don't run the race just to run it. Don't run the race to check off boxes on your achievement list or to-do list, if you will, but be open enough that you can allow the Lord to speak into where you are, but more importantly, where you're going. Because if you truly are on a path that He has ordained, the minute we step off of that and run in a direction, albeit it seems like the right thing to do, every step that we take that direction is a step away from His plan. So my encouragement for you is just to breathe, just to relax, and just to spend time seeing what the Lord has for you, seeing what the Lord has before you. You know, our church, we reopened this last weekend for the first time. And there's a lot of angst that comes with that. There's a lot of concerns that come with that. There's a lot of joy that comes with that. I mean, there is every emotion you can imagine wrapped up in trying to get back together and have services. And, you know, at the end of the day, being with others really, really helps propel where we're going and what we're doing. For years, you've heard of different terms, and when it comes to racing, whether it's a foot race or whether it's an auto race, where they will draft off one another and they'll do things. There is something about running with other brothers. There is something about doing life with other brothers. So if you feel like you're running a race alone and there's no one around you, you know, now's the time to raise your hand. You can shoot us a message at our Gateway Men's Facebook page. Just say, hey, you know, I really feel like I'm alone. I'm running this thing alone. we have a group that would love to reach out and talk to you, because God did not design us to run alone. The world has programmed us that we have to win, and therefore to win, we have to be alone, because most of us think of winning as I'm the winner and you're not. The reality is the only way we really win is if we win together, all of us. And so just think of the vision and the picture that I set with the old Olympic race, with a group of guys huddled together, close together, jogging at a pace that keeps the torch, their torches lit. And so when they cross the finish line, they actually cross with the objective in mind, that their light's still shining. Because if you wear yourself out like this season has done, I mean, we're 6 months into this. If you wear yourself out during the season and your light and torch has gone out, then I can promise you there's no way that you're on the path or the run that the Lord would have you be on. So just take a minute, pause, reflect on where you are, reflect on what God's asked you to do and called you to do. And then I would encourage you to slowly start moving in that direction. You don't have to run at top speed. You don't have to set new records and getting there the fastest. You know, when the Lord called me to ministry, I was one of several that came out of my home church. If I'm honest, when others in my home church started getting job opportunities at churches, mine didn't come. And there was a lot of questioning. I knew God had called me to ministry. I knew that's what I was supposed to do. But what I didn't know is the path that the Lord would take me on to get there. And looking back, I would not give for that journey for anything. But what you need to know is that there's a journey for you just like that. God has laid that out for you. It might be ministry, it might be family, it might be profession, but there is a journey set for you. So slow down, get a group of guys around you, and start slowly moving that way with the important fact of just keeping God first, keeping that light, that torch glowing, if you will. Because if you get to the end and you're just there by yourself, then what have you really achieved? So, you know, as I close, guys, you know, I think it's important that we allow God's wonderful promises to strengthen and comfort us in each circumstance, so that when we run the race, not to finish first, but to run together side by side, the flame of our torch reaching the finish line, blazing brightly for the one that gave us the desire to run the race in the beginning. So let me pray for you. I'm going to pray a blessing over you this week. I'm going to pray for some clarity for you this week. And guys, if we can do anything as a church, as a men's ministry here within the church, we would love to do that for you. Don't hesitate to raise your hand. Know that God loves you. Know that we love you. We want to be a part of your life if we can. So let's pray and we'll get things wrapped up. Father God, Lord, we just, Father, we ask you right now for clarity. Lord, we ask you right now for the ability to pause, the ability to slow down just a minute, that if our torch is blown out somewhere along the way, that we can relight that torch, that we can plug back into you. That when we finish this race, Father, it's not to finish at the best time, but it's to finish the race the way you designed us to run it, and that our torch will be burning bright. And Father, I'm a firm believer that you called us to do this together, that life is a team sport. It's not an individual sport. And Father, we just ask right now that as you continue to protect us and watch over us, Father, we know that we live in a fallen world and that this journey is not going to be just super, super easy. If we've been around long at all, we know that. But Father, we know this, that you're never ending. You're always there. Your love is unconditional. And so the way we get through this thing, the way that we don't burn out ourselves, is that we get through this focused on you and plugged into you. So Lord, right now I ask for those that are watching that you just bless them and their families, give them the strength and the clarity to pause and assess where they are. Father, give them the ability to surround themselves with men of God, and that they may jog the course together, jog the race together. And it's not important that who gets there first, but it's important that we get there the way you would have us get there. We pray all these things in your son's name. Amen. Men, we love you. If you need us, you know how to get a hold of us. Take care. Have a blessed week, and we will talk to you soon. Take care.
Thanks for tuning in. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to rate it and subscribe to stay up to date with the new episodes. And if you want to stay connected with everything we're doing as a ministry, you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or visit menssummit.com. Until next time, have a blessed day.